Hello, this is Brother Jeff with your daily inspiration for today. I hope that you've called in anticipating God's word to speak to you, because when you seek, the Bible says you will find. So we want to find some good nuggets of truth out of God's word today. Back in 2 Kings chapter 4, as yesterday we looked at this beautiful story of the increase of the widow's oil. This was just a beautiful picture of how God meets us in our time of trouble, and he uses what we have to bless us sometimes there. It's just a beautiful picture. Let's read this story again in 2 Kings chapter 4, the first 7 verses. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Such a beautiful picture. She cried, God heard. Now I want to look at another aspect of this story. Here it says she poured out at the end there. She poured out. Now I'm going to tell you, there's going to be times in my life and in your life when you're going to have to take a risk. You're going to have to take a risk in believing what God said. And you're going to either be made to look like a fool before the eyes of man, or you're going to find out that God was able. And I think so many people stand right at the threshold of a miracle in their life, but yet never encounter it because they wouldn't just do what God said. Remember Naaman? He was told to go dip in a muddy river in the land of Israel. And he could not understand why anybody would want to go bathe in that river when he was from the mountains of Syria, where there was white water, crystal clear springs and streams, waterfalls, the beautiful mountain snowmelt water. He couldn't understand why you would go to the muddy water. But it was just a simple command of God, 7 times and you'll be healed. He finally, against his reason, went and did it and was healed. I tell you, today, this woman just poured out. She finally did what he said. She took that little bit of oil and she poured it out. And as she poured, it increased. As she poured the more, it increased. No doubt when she filled that first bucket up, that first jar up, she was excited to get another one. And they were probably by the 3rd or 4th one screaming and hollering and shouting, praise God, because these things kept filling up and this little bit of oil was just turning into gallons and gallons of oil. And it was all because she just simply did not argue. Oh, I tell you, how many times do we argue with ourselves, with someone else, or with even God's word? Surely God doesn't expect me. Nobody with reason would do that. You start thinking, why don't you just do what God said and see if it'll happen? just trust God, believe God. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please Him. If I met you face to face and just asked you who you were and how you are, what was your name, you would tell me, and if I just quickly responded with, "You're a liar, that's not your name," you would really be offended. You wouldn't want anything much to do with me. And I want you to know, when God says something and we question it, we're calling God a liar. And I want you to know that this is a serious thing. So she poured out, and all the vessels were filled, and she had more oil than enough. When there was nowhere else to pour oil, it stopped. And then she went and told the man of God. And he told her what to do. You've got oil now. Go sell it. You'll pay your debt, and you'll have some to live on there. What a blessing. The simple truth is, just do what the man of God said. Do what God says. And you will see God move. God's not expecting you to do something above which you are able in your intellect or in your strength. God is going to be your strength. He's going to be your intellect. He's going to provide what you need. And God meets people right where they're at. He doesn't expect you to get a PhD in oil pouring before you can get a miracle. He doesn't expect you to estimate how much the debt was and how many barrels it'll take to pay it off and how much it'd take to live on after that. No, he just wants you to pour out. Scripture tells us again that if we water, we'll be watered also. And so if we will give what we have away, we will keep what we have and save others, and it will increase, and our faith will increase. Scripture says that if we would risk, in a sense, if we would take the talent God has given us and put it out there for increase, we would see an increase. Think of the men with the talents there. One took it, and he invested it, and he got more. One was so scared that he was going to offend his master or mess up. So much fear of failure, so much supposition of what the master might do to him. So he just buried his and hid it safe and did nothing at all with it. But if you would confess me before men, I would confess you before the Father. The Bible says that you will reap what you sow in Galatians chapter 6 there. If we would sow whatever we sow, we're going to reap more. We're going to reap a consequence. Now, the Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes that if we would cast our bread upon the water, we would find it after many days. Now, you just think about that. Casting your bread on the water, and you'll find it after many days. There's a risk involved when you take something and throw it in the water, or in the flood, or in the creek, or in the river. It's going to go away from you, perhaps. It's going to be washed in the ground somewhere. Where are the fowls, the fish, the creatures might eat it? What's the deal? Cast your bread on the water. Well, maybe if you cast your bread on the water, fish will come and you'll catch something much better than the little bread you had. Maybe if you had your wheat seed and you sowed it out into a muddy field, and when the rains quit, it would grow wheat, and then you would have way more wheat to harvest later. So there's just many applications. There's nobody no merchant's gonna ever make money with empty shells. He's going to buy something, and he's going to take what little money he has and invest it in something he's hoping he can sell for a little more so that he'll have more. So I just want you to know, God wants you to pour out. He wants you to give. He wants you to risk. He wants you to believe him. He wants you to do what he said. So let's just take heed to this good story in chapter 4 of 2 Kings. And let's see God do an increase in our life with whatever our situation is. Well, God bless your day. Read the Bible. Pray. Tell others about Jesus. Tell others to call in to the Fountain of Life lines here and be inspired by God's Word. If there's anything we can do to help you, push 0, then 99, and that will open the voicemail, and you may leave us a message. And may Jesus bless your day.